بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن ابن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: ما من نبي بعثه الله في أمته قبلي إلا كان له من أمته حواريون وأصحاب يأخذون بسنته ويقتدون بأمره. حضرت عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه says, there was no Nabi whom Allah Ta'ala sent to any nation before me who did not have any disciples, hawariyun, wa ashabun, and companions, ya'khuduna bi sunnatihi, who held on to that Nabi sunnah, wa yaqtaduna bi amrihi, and followed his orders. So every Nabi that came, they had some disciples, some companions, close associates, who followed him, followed his sunnah, followed his teachings. ثم إنها تخلف من بعدهم خلوف يقولون ما لا يفعلون ويفعلون ما لا يؤمرون. Then Rasulullah SAW says, after them came people, so after those Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, then came people who did not practice on what they said, and they did those things which they were not commanded to do. In other words, they did not follow the deen of that Nabi that came before, the Shariat of the Nabi that came to them before, and they changed things. They began to do things which they were not commanded to do, and they began to say things which they were not doing. Rasulullah says, فَمَنْ جَاهَدَهُمْ بِيَدِهِ فَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ وَمَنْ جَاهَدَهُمْ بِقَلْبِهِ فَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ وَمَنْ جَاهَدَهُمْ بِلِسَانِهِ فَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ وَلَيْسَ وَرَأَ ذَلِكَ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ حَبَّةُ خَرْدَلٍ رَوَاهُ مُسْلِمٍ. Whoever opposes such people with his hand, and he changes that munkar and the evil practices that they were doing, فَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ, then he is a believer, he is a true believer. And whoever opposes them with his heart, he is also a believer. I explained this yesterday, that the person at least should feel bad in his heart of what the evil is taking place. He should make a firm intention that he would try, and as soon as he has some authority and strength, then he will change it by means of his hand or his tongue at least. So the Rasul said, whoever opposes them with his tongue, he is also a believer. And after that, in other words, after being unable to oppose and change the evil with the hand and then with the tongue and then with the heart is the last form. وَلَيْسَ وَرَأَ ذَلِكَ مِنْ الْإِيمَانِ حَبَّةُ خَرْدَلٍ. He says, beyond that, there is not even an iman equivalent to this mustard seed. A mustard seed is so small, so tiny. That means, after this, a person who is unable to even feel the evil in his heart, and he condones what the wrongs that the people are involved in. So after this, means at least if he had this much in his heart, where he would feel the pain in his heart when he saw evil taking place, this is the last level of iman. Beyond this now, there is an iman even equivalent to a mustard seed. So this is something very, very important. At least the last person who is unable to oppose something with his hand and change with his tongue, then at least he should try and change it with his heart, meaning make a firm intention that when he gains some strength and he has the ability to change it with his heart, he should do so, or at least feel the pain in the heart when you see evil taking place in society. عن أبي الوليد عبادة بن صامت رضي الله تعالى عنه قال بايعنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم على السمع والطاعة في العسر واليسر والمنشة والمكره وعلى أثرة علينا وعلى أن لا ننازع الأمر أهله إلا أن تروا كفرا بواحا عندكم من الله تعالى فيه برهان وعلى أن نقول بالحق إنما كنا لا نخاف في الله لومة لائم. متفق عليه. In this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu anhu says, we pledged allegiance, we took bay'at to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that whoever will be the Amir in our time, we will listen to him and we'll obey his teachings, we'll obey his commands. Fil usri wal yusri, even if it is difficult or at times of ease. Fil manshati wal makrah, even though it may be something that we do not like or even what we like, but what is easy for us. And wal makrah, even that which is difficult. So we will always obey the Amir, the leader of the Ummah, the leader of society, the Muslim leader who is ruling. We will follow him and will abide by his laws. وعلى أثرة علينا. And even if he gives preference to others over us in certain positions, he favors others. Although we may deserve that position, but he gives it to somebody else, then too we will not rebel against him. Rebelling against him will cause more harm. There will be more problems in society. There will be anarchy, there will be chaos. وعلى أن لا ننازع الأمر أهله. And we won't snatch away his being Amir. In other words, he has been given authority, so we won't rebel against him. إِلَّا أَن تَرَوْ كُفْرًا بَوَاحًا عِنْدَكُمْ. Except, Rasulullah says, if you see open kufr, open disbelief from that Amir, where he is now he's become a renegade, he's making open disbelief. And you have a proof from Allah Ta'ala for that. In other words, you go to Quran, and Quran says that this is kufr. And then such a leader, you will not accept. Otherwise, another hadith says, مَا أَقَامُوا فِيكُمْ الصَّلَاةِ. Don't rebel against the Muslim leader. He is your Amir, you follow him. As long as he is establishing salah amongst you. He may have many shortcomings and weaknesses. He may be committing sins even. Then too, the lesser of the two evils is not to rebel against him and fight, because you'll cause unnecessary chaos and anarchy in the entire Muslim Ummah. وَعَلَىٰ أَن نَقُولَ بِالْحَقِّ أَيْنَمَا كُنَّا. And we also took bayat on this fact that we will always speak the truth and we will not fear the reproaching of any reproacher for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In matters of deen, when it is the truth, we will speak the truth. We won't be afraid to speak the truth. And therefore in one hadith it is mentioned, it's coming in front, the greatest form of jihad is that when a person speaks the truth in front of a tyrant ruler and you are able to show him his weakness and you are speaking to him, and you know now this person is a tyrant ruler, and obviously he is going to kill you, or he is going to execution you, or he is going to imprison you, but you are standing up for justice and the truth, then you do not fear the reproaching and rebuking of any rebuker. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to make amr bil ma'roof and nahi anil munkar in the way shariat has asked us to do. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu.